Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
So the other day, Andrea, I'm at a wonderful gathering with lots of kids and sprinklers, and the warm weather is here. And a few minutes in, out come the artificial popsicles and the artificial drinks, and I have to have an argument with my daughter, and I make a scene. Well, I don't really make a scene. I try not to, but she makes a scene. Mommy, everybody else. Oy vey, what is with all the artificials? They come out in the summer, don't they?
Oh my gosh. I always say artificial colors are my nemesis. They really are. As a mom of three, I find that they are so hard to get away from. They're everywhere. They're omnipresent, and they're everywhere, from birthday parties to those loot bags, to school events. And now with summer, like you're saying, Lisa, in terms of freezies and popsicles that the schools are giving out, and then in camp. So yes, summer is a rough time, but it's all the time, really.
It really is. I recently had to go to a podiatrist, and this will tie in. So we're leaving, and the woman at the front desk hands my daughter a lollipop, artificial, in the shape of a foot. And I'm like, come on. Like, really? And you go to the bank, and there's artificial candy. You're right. It's all year round. But it seems especially prominent now. And then, of course, you don't want to make a scene. How do you handle that situation with your kids if they're somewhere and everyone else is eating artificial stuff?
It's very hard, Lisa. So what I sometimes do is I'll bring with my own things, or I will promise them to go afterwards to, let's say, a health food store. So I'll give you a great example. When I ever go to the hairdresser, so I find the hairdressers always give, some type of lollipop or something after the kids get their haircuts. And my kids beg me for it. They're like, oh, mom, please, I want my lollipop. And I'll say to them, sometimes I just don't have the strength and I won't fight. Other times I'll say, guys, let's wait till we're finished. And then I'll take you to the health food store that's, around the block because it's close by. And I'll buy you guys a treat, something without food coloring. Other times I'll bring it with me. So it really depends on my mood for the day. But it really is a tough fight. And it's tough because kids, we eat with our eyes, right? So these colors, they're so bright. The kids think they taste great. So they just want them. They want access to them. So as a parent, it's definitely a hard fight.
It really is. Well, Andrea, give us more information, because I know you know a lot about why artificial colors are so bad, and that it's worth putting up this fight with our kids and giving them the alternatives, especially things you find in Unjunk Your Junk Food.
Yes, well, I've become a little bit of a pro, I have to say, over the last several years. And not by choice, I guess a little bit by choice, but it kind of fell into our lap. Over the past several years, we've written several books. Lisa Tsakos and I have written several books. And basically, the first one was Unjunk Your Junk Food. And what we discovered when we wrote Unjunk Your Junk Food is that artificial colors, in 1997, there was a British study done that showed the link between artificial colors and hyperactivity in children. So there's a real cause between, eating these foods and what it's, how our children are reacting. So that would be one primary reason. But there's also other reasons. It could cause allergies and nasal congestion in children or adults. And when it comes to children, artificial colors can exacerbate symptoms of children with behavior issues like ADD or ADHD. So these are all really, really important reasons why we need to avoid artificial colors.
Yeah, and the great news is that you really can. What I did was, I actually did give in, I admit it, when we were, with all those other people, I let her have it. But then later the next day, we went to the whole health food store and I found some that looked the same, but had all natural colors in it. And now she's fine. And, it's hard with popsicles. It's hard to bring those unless you have a pretty good ice cooler. But with the lollipops and some of the other things, I'll be lugging a big ice cooler around. I'll be like having everything ready.
Yeah, exactly. Don't laugh. You'll probably see me doing that in the summer if it was worthwhile, but
Yeah, it's true. It can be tough, but I think it definitely is worth it. And just getting our kids to eat more real foods. That's something that I see now. Sometimes it's funny. My daughter actually takes pride in it, where other times I think she just wants to be like everybody else and like their moms aren't making a fuss. It's sometimes hard to be the mom making a fuss, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. And that's why you got to stay true to your convictions. And I'm very, we have the scary seven, and the scary seven are the seven worst ingredients you could find in packaged foods. It's high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, MSG, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and certain preservatives. And, I would have to say the number one thing that I, especially when it comes to my kids, is I ask them to stay away from food coloring. So we pick our poison, and in our house, food coloring happens to be one. So I'll tell you a great story. I'll tell you a great story. I spoke a little while ago at a probably to an audience of about 150 to 200 people, and my son spoke as well. And he gave his account of what food coloring does to him. And in his words, Lisa, I kid you not, he had said, he told this audience of 200 people, say, and he said, artificial colors or food coloring gives me the crazies. So in our house, we call it the crazies, because within 10 minutes, my kids are off the wall. He also said that when he eats artificial colors, he doesn't even know himself. How profound is that from a 9-year-old kid? That is, like, isn't that incredible?
Oh my gosh. That is amazing. And I think to be that self-aware is really amazing. And I think that'll help him, obviously, to want to stay away from them, even though they're pretty and they look nice. And
well, exactly. And I mean, he is a kid, and they're definitely, you know, if they're faced with, you know, an opportunity to have a popsicle or a freezy and they're not at home or they're not with me, they're going to opt for it. But, you know, my daughter the other day just told me that she was offered a freezy at school, and she took the white one because she didn't want any of it with any of the freezies with food coloring. And I thought, that's amazing. Well, you know what? I don't expect them. They're kids. I don't expect them to 100% of the time avoid food coloring, but they've become aware of it. They've become aware of what it does to their body. So they're making those better choices when I'm not even there. So how proud of a mom was I to hear that? I mean, that was super awesome.
Oh, I bet it really is. You know, I found this really interesting article on Forbes.com. Living in Color, the Potential Dangers of Artificial Dyes. And it brings up a really good point that it's not just about looking at the desserts, you know, and the snack foods, but you're looking at cough syrup, toothpaste, shampoo, you know, lip gloss. There's so many places that artificial color hides, and that, you know, for adults, we have to be aware, even if we're not eating the artificial foods.
Absolutely. And medication is a big one too, especially when it comes to children's products. You know, there are artificial dyes. And now you could see, if you're at the pharmacy, you could see that they'll say specifically, you know, there's no dye in this product. But they might have some other, you know, poor ingredients like sucralose, like Splenda in the product, artificial sweeteners or aspartame. But they are making products nowadays without these dyes because people have sensitivities to it. And the great option, you know, the great thing is that there are companies making these better for you products that don't have the artificial dyes. And they're using natural food coloring like beet juice or beta carotene, grape skin extract, paprika, fruit and vegetable juices. You know, these are just, you know, these are great natural products or natural items, ingredients that they're using to give color to these products. So, you know, I like to say that when there's so many great options out there, why settle for something that's chemical based, right?
Oh, I completely agree. You know, it's funny too, because the other day we were at this little store, and I noticed that my daughter Lila pointed the popsicles, and I said no. And then I noticed on the box it said naturally flavored, and I turned it around and they were from Canada. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Do you find that more, that there are more options? Because I thought it was really interesting to the popsicle brand, the very popular brand of popsicles. I was like, oh, wow, I can actually get these for her. And they didn't have high fructose corn sweetener or any of the other scary seven.
Well, go Canada for sure. I mean, I think it, you know, on both sides of the border, you're going to have great options. You're going to have great options for products. Go Canada. You'll have great options on both sides of the border. But there are certain brands that make really great alternatives. I have a really great story to tell you. So my daughter, I have three kids, like I said, and my daughter, my youngest, is two. So I love to watch experiments happen. And this kind of, it was an unplanned experiment. So we went to, it was my husband's birthday. We went to the ice cream store. I wanted to get him an ice cream cake. And when we walked in, there was this whole row of, like, a shelf of all the toppings. And there were, you know, everything from Scores to Oreo bits to, you know, sprinkles to gummy bears to Smarties. I mean, you name it. It had a coconut, shredded coconut. And you could pick whatever you want. So my little one walks in and she starts to go crazy. She couldn't even get her hands. So she's touching every single topping that had these bright colors on it. And I thought, how cool is that? Like, we eat with our eyes, and seeing a little one go for it, it's so cool. Anyways, until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.